And finally this evening, an official at the Congregation for Oriental Churches, Father Bernard O'Connor, shares some reflections on the Feast of All Saints. He spoke earlier today with Tracy McClure.
When the Holy Father finished his Angelus address today, he gave a specific message to English-speaking visitors, and he said, for example, that the occasion, this Feast of All Saints, is a reminder that we might follow their footsteps in the way of holiness. And I was reflecting today on the life of a six-year-old girl who's been proposed for canonization, Antonietta Mayo. This little girl would write love letters to Jesus every day during the later part of her life. She lived only 6 years. And she would say, I don't know what I have to give, but I want to give that. I don't know how much I can suffer, but when I must suffer, I want to give that as a kind of love offering to you, my Lord. And I think that there's a wonderful example there that we don't have to be professionals, religiously speaking, as many people think. They must be ordained or in vows, what have you. But if a six-year-old child can serve as a reminder that we know enough if we want enough, that we are able enough if we desire enough, and we can love to perfection by loving simply, honestly, openly, and humbly.
And that helps us achieve that holiness.
I believe sincerely. There's no question in my mind that maybe we're into a little self-deception by pretending that we're incapable of what God gives us as a grace to accomplish in his love.